Welcome to the Millennium Playhouse, the theater at Gardner Webb University.
5 minutes!
Thank you, Five!
Generally, people make the trip to the theater in order to see a show, what we consider our finished product. But now I'm going to take you behind the curtain and show you what a theater really sounds like. First, I wanted to know how the cast and crew members communicate with each other inside the theater, and I received some great insights.
Inside the theater, yelling is normal. We normally yell at each other, but in that loving way.
Yelling, but not when we are in the middle of a show. In the middle of a show, there's lots of random hand signals that go on because you can't talk, especially in the theater that we are currently in, working on shows, the Millennium Playhouse.
But it's quiet. Surprisingly quiet, I noticed, as I observed the rehearsals. Quiet, except for warm-ups.
1, 2, 3, 4.
4 minutes!
Thank you, Four!
Warm-ups aren't something you'll ever really see unless you're in the theater. Or you have someone to perform them for you, says one of our actors.
If you'd walk in the middle of our warm-ups, we sound completely insane because we're talking about things like mother pheasant pluckers and slitting sheets and race horses and all those fun things that if you walked in and had no idea what we did or like where you were, you would think we were all a bunch of lunatics mimicking each other.
She stood upon the balcony.
Inexplicably mimicking him hiccuping. While amicably welcoming him in.
Warm-ups are what actors used to prepare themselves physically and mentally for a performance. They begin with physical warm-ups, which consist of stretching and light movement. Then, the infamous vocal warm-ups begin, which help the actors safely increase their vocal range and volume, as well as practice lots of tongue twisters so they can deliver their lines more clearly. Warm-ups aren't even the hardest part, though.
3 minutes!
Thank you, Three!
What was the hardest thing to learn when you first started theater?
Stage directions and what those meant.
But why?
Stage direction is one of those things that hit me really hard and I've had to learn it.
What are some of those like terms in stage direction that are tricky to learn?
Upstage left is confusing because it's away from the audience and to the right from the audience perspective. So it's a little bit confusing when you first hear it.
Sure.
In essence, it's backwards.
Because you have your left and your right, but when it's written in your script, it's stage left or stage right. Mm-hmm. Gotta know what that means, which just means the actors right and left. Mm-hmm. And then upstage and downstage are a little more confusing as well, because stages used to be raked, which meant they looked like if you took stadium seating, but instead of the seating being that way, it was the stage. That's how it was. So if you're moving upstage, you're going towards the back, like you were walking up that raked stage. Or if you're going downstage, you move down the raked stage towards the audience.
2 minutes!
Thank you, two!
I suppose it's considered a necessary evil, because it's used constantly in the scripts. Stage directions ensure that every actor knows where they're supposed to be, where they're going, and even where a certain prop or set piece will suddenly appear on the stage. Actors, directors, stage managers, even some scriptwriters have adopted a kind of shorthand when it comes to writing out stage direction. They will take the first letters of the direction and write those initials as an abbreviation. For example, stage right would be written SR. And upstage center might be written as UC. These abbreviations are found everywhere.
I have a book that has not only the script, but the blocking and where people are supposed to stand and when to move.
That doesn't include scripts and notes.
1 minute!
During rehearsals, there is a lot of stopping, adjusting, and restarting.
If The blocking just seems really weird from the director's point of view. If he feels like a line's not being delivered well enough, or doesn't have the right feel behind it, or if there's something that he feels like needs to change.
Then, the general action stops. Stage direction tends to be thrown around during these adjustment times. And then, the action will begin again. Now, the show is about to begin. Everyone, take your seats.
Places!